Welcome to Ega No English, the show about watching, understanding, and learning from TV shows and movies in English. I am Mike.
Hello, I'm Kinoko, the co-host of this show. 風を吹いていて、お聞き苦しければごめんなさい。
この番組では映画やテレビドラマを楽しみながら英語を学びます。お気に入りの作品を見つけて英語学習に役立ててください。お送りするのは私、風邪をひいているキノコと映画大好きなマイクです。今日お送りするのはグリーのシーズン1エピソード11、ヘアグラフィーのボキャブラリーです。よろしくお願いします。それではこの今回のこの作品の概略をちょっと説明します。スーの怪しい動きに気をもむウェルは地区予選を戦うライバル校へ調査に行きます。しかし思った以上にライバル校が強敵だと知ったウィルはマッキンリーハイスクールの生徒たちにも挑発のウィッグを振り乱して歌うように指示します。一方でフィンを射止めたいと思っているレイチェルはクルトなアドバイスに従って派手派手にイメチェンをしますが、それが思いもかけない展開に。ディストラクションがキーワードである今回のドラマ、どんな駆け引きが見られるのでしょうか。
Concerned that Sue is up to no good, she always is, Will pays a visit to an instructor of a competing glee club to see what information Sue may be leaking, which leads to the club getting a look at their hair-raising competition. Meanwhile, Kurt gives Rachel a makeover to impress Finn, but he may have ulterior motives.
I need to be honest with you. I'm really uncomfortable right now, and I'm going to say this as nicely as I possibly can, but you look like a sad clown hooker.
ここかわいそうだったね。それでは本日のボキャブを見ていきたいと思います。グリーからは3つのイディオムを取り上げました。まず1つ目は Get a leg up on。 ここはライバル校の先生が偵察に来たウィルに向かって話しかけているところです。
To get a leg up on、
うん、
is to getAn advantage.
Get up an advantage.
Or a head start.
Okay. 先に出るってことね。 Okay. Can I hear the clip?
Oh, my apologies. No, you cannot hear the clip.
Oh.
No. All right, here we go.
I'm not going to cheat and risk that just so we can get a leg up on your school of privileged misfits.
I'm not going to cheat and risk that just so we can get a leg up on your school of privileged misfits.、
Mm. Get a leg on. 難しいな。どうやって使ったらいいんだろう。 Take advantage of という意味なのね。
Take advantage of.
Okay. So, 先に出る。優位に立つという意味ですね。 I'm going to cheat and risk. 私はズルしない、危険を犯さない。 That just so we can get a leg on. 私たちが優位に立てるような、誰に対して。 Your school of privileged misfit. 特権。Mike, the school of privileged misfit means a McKinley High School's student.
So I think McKinley High is kind of the, because the school that this person works at is for juvenile delinquents.
Yeah.
They see McKinley High as being privileged kids.
I see. そうか、そうか、そういう意味ね。そう、そう、McKinley の子供たちのことを指していますが、そのような子供たちに先んじられるようなズルはしないという意味ですね。Okay. Is it popular usage?
Get a leg up on?
Yeah.
Yes.
get a leg up on. Get a leg up on. Get a leg up on. On somebody ってことでしょ?
Yeah, on someone or something, something. You can probably. But yeah, probably more someone. Because you're talking about an advantage over.
Yeah. 難しいな。Okay. 単語帳作って覚えるわ。I will make a vocabulary card. Get a leg up on. Get a leg up on.
Yeah, so you could say like, we need to get a leg up on our competition. Or I need to get a leg up on my rival.
Rival に抜きてる。優位に立つとか。
So it's a very competitive thing.
Situation でね。
Yes.
Okay. Okay です。
Okay.
じゃあ次に行きます。次に取り上げるのは Smoke and Mirrors です。ライバル校のステージに圧倒されるウィルに向かってレイチェルがあんなの大したことないですよと言っているシーンです。Clip, please.
I'm not going to cheat and risk that just so we can get a leg up on your school of privileged misfits.
And that was the other clip.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Mr. Shu, if I may...What they were doing was just all smoke and mirrors. It's called hairography.
Mr. Shu, if I may, what they were doing was all just, or was just all smoke and mirrors. It's called hairography.
Smoke and mirrors. これはトリックとか嘘っていう意味ですね。彼らがやっているのは単なるまやかしですよの意味で使われています。Smoke and mirrors. Can you change this word in another way?
If you're talking about like a synonym or something, deceit.
Deceit. I see, I see.
False.
False.
Hiding the truth. Magician is the first thing that comes to my mind when you when you say smoke and mirrors because that's you know what magicians use to trick your eyes.
Ah, そうかそうか。マジシャンが初め使っていたイメージで、そのトリックとかを行うためにスモークとかミラーズを使ってトリックをするから、それが転じてスモークアンドミラーズでトリックとか嘘とかまやかしって意味になるのね。Okay. Okay. It is also a common word.
Kind of.
Kind of.
Kind of common expression.
Common. Yeah. It's a Rachel's vocabulary って感じ?
Yeah. I don't know if there's a lot of need to use. But when that need happens, when you do need to use it, it's very common to use it.
I see.
It's just the situation.
It's easy to imagine, だよね。だけどね。Okay. Okay. So next, 最後に取り上げるのは nothing but 受験でもこの覚えたはずのこのイディオムをもう一度復習してみましょう。Clip, please.
Okay, here's the dope, princess. There's no hope for either of us. He loves Quinn. They're having a baby together. We're nothing but distractions. The sooner we realize that, the better.
Okay, here's the dope, princess. There's no hope for either of us. He loves Quinn. They're having a baby together. We're...Nothing but distractions. The sooner we realize that, the better.
Nothing but. What do you mean?
It's only this thing. Only one thing. Only this. Only.
Only, だよね.
Yeah.
So, we had to...Japanese, many Japanese students have to memorize this idiom for 受験, entrance exam. So for me, it's popular, but it's not easy to use in the real situation. You have どうしてもオンリーしか使いたがらないんだけど、nothing but って使いたいんだけど、なかなか出てこないフレーズ。
Yeah. So two things real quickly. One, I would say it's kind of incorrect. Nothing but is kind of incorrect to say.
Incorrect?
Incorrect, yeah. Wrong. Bad. And it's difficult to learn or to be able to use a foreign language in the negative. So saying only, we are only distractions, is a lot easier. It's a lot easier to understand than saying we're nothing negative, you know, it's a negative but.
Negative な言葉っていうのはなかなかそう使いにくいよね。
So, yes.
Do you feel the same thing when you learn Japanese?
Yes.
Ah, so. わかるわ。So the nothing but, if I can use nothing but, we are the advanced learner, だね.
Yeah, I think so. It's a really good thing or, you know, phrase to be able to use, nothing but. If it's kind of emphasizing, you know, only one thing.
More emphasizing nuance in nothing but. Than only.
It depends. To some people, yes. It can be tricky, but.
Ah, so か。わかった。そこら辺はきっとネイティブスピーカーでも分かれるところなのね。Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much, and good night, everybody. Good night. Wait a minute, boy. Where are you going? I sang my number. I gave the show a little class. Now I'm off.
それでは本日はこの辺でお開きにいたします。映画の English.com がもうすぐお引越しします。お引越しできた場合、時にはまたお知らせしますが、ウェブサイトやダウンロードについて何か問題があった場合は、どうぞメールでお知らせいただけると助かります。メールアドレスは映画の English 映画の英語 @gmail.com です。それではお聞きいただきありがとうございました。
Thank you for listening. Have a nice day.